Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Retaliatory in nature is the argument, because the reason that the AP was barred, which they said was because they're not using the phrase Gulf of America, they're using Gulf of Mexico in line with their standards. And so the question here is this setting a precedent that this White House will retaliate against reporters who don't use the language that you guys believe reporters should use? And how does that align with the First Amendment commitment that you were just talking about?
I was very upfront in my briefing on day one that if we feel that there are lies being pushed by outlets in this room, we are going to hold those lies accountable. And it is a fact that the body of water off the coast of Louisiana is called the Gulf of America. And I'm not sure why news outlets don't want to call it that, but that is what it is. The Secretary of Interior has made that the official designation in the geographical identification name server. And Apple has recognized that. Google has recognized that. Pretty much every other outlet in this room has recognized that body of water as the Gulf of America. And it's very important to this administration that we get that right, not just for people here at home, but also for the rest of the world.
Carolyn Leavitt responding to Caitlin Collins there, asking about the AP reporter that wasn't included in something else, not the press room. The AP was in there. Maybe if Carolyn Leavitt would say that the Gulf of Mexico now identifies as the Gulf of America, that these folks would get that.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
We just went through a whole, I mean, it's more than 4 years. We've been. I would honestly say it's been since 08, certainly 09, where we've been told this is how things are going to go from now on, to the extent where we just spent, I don't know how many years of the Biden administration specifically, but it felt like 4 years of being told that there are more than two genders, and you will acknowledge that, or you're canceled completely. Do you remember what's the Mandalorian lady's name who got
Gina
fired?
Gina Carano.
She got, what did she put out? She put out there something about her pronouns being X, Y, or Z or something. Not that. That was not.
Not literally that.
No, because that's probably a pronoun.
It was something about that. It was. She said lots of things about COVID and
yeah.
She said many things.
But the fact that she was, you know, there was the transgender issue was at the heart and soul of her getting canceled because of the way she didn't acknowledge it appropriately. And then she got cut loose by Disney because of the whole thing. We spent 4 years getting smacked around because we were told you're going to refer to anybody however they tell you you're going to refer to them. If it's a guy who walks up to you and it looks like a man all the way through and through, and they say they're a woman, you better say she, her, or whatever it is. But they can't say Gulf of America.
And I like when I read yesterday, stop dead naming the Gulf of America.
Yeah. I mean, just be consistent. That's all I'm asking for is be consistent. We're going to get our friend Tyrus on the air with us.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
You see him on Gutfeld, a Fox News contributor, of course, and he's host of Maintaining with Tyrus on Outkick. Tyrus, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm great. It's been great. 24 days of great making America great again. Are you? Do you feel different on this side of the presidency? There's just so much more winning happening.
Well, I feel like I'm more in the now. There's less, like, you don't wake up every day looking sideways at the TV. Like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
What did he say? Oh, no. Did he really fall asleep in the conference? You know, and who is making these policies? So, and the other thing is we are seeing firsthand the corrupt politicians freaking out because it's over for them. They're going to be exposed, and I know we can't get term limits in, but the American people, when they see how much the people that they elected to represent them were not representing them, were representing themselves and self-interest, I think it's going to be a drastic change in the way that people look at congressmen and senators and stuff.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I know you're a big term limits guy, and there's a lot of evidence for the need of that right now on Capitol Hill for sure. Do you feel like the Republicans understand their assignment with Donald Trump winning? Do you feel like they're doing a good enough job, especially considering that narrow majority in the House?
I think there's a handful that are doing the right thing, but let's not get it twisted. The Democrats are not the only one making money off these lobbyists and pharma and these non-governmental agencies and kickbacks. They just can't do anything right now. But we know the ones who really are not like Mitch McConnell, who votes against everything President Trump puts on the table because he's trying his best to put up opposition and hoping that others will follow. Because I think when we see where these, when we start the audits and we see where the money ends up going, there's a lot going to be a lot of senators and congressmen have to explain their mansions. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to explain their ridiculous amounts of money they have in their bank accounts. Not just Mendez, who got greedy and was hiding gold bars in his closet. It was enough. So I think come midterm, we'll start seeing some Republicans trying to rhino, and I hope that they are out of office and we get them out as soon as possible. And hopefully there'll be some criminal charges. I mean, the amount of taxpayer dollars that is being just thrown around like it's their money is ridiculous. And it's not just one side. It's just the Democrats are freaking out right now because the lobbyists are going to them saying, hey, you got to do something. I think Maxine Waters said it best when she said, quote, we don't know what they have on us.
Yeah.
Like they're freaking out and telling on themselves at the same time.
That's where I'd start my investigation. What's going
on? Yeah, when they're literally getting on TV and getting so frustrated and so paranoid. Liz Warren's running around. She doesn't know what she's going to do. By the way, I guess your little trip to the floor to stop RFK Jr. didn't quite work out, did it? I guess she's just blowing smoke signals, and we're already knowing what's the tea, as they say.
I see what you did there, Tyrus.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well acknowledged. You know, the Democrats do care, though. You know, you're talking about all of these people who are having these massive mansions on their $200,000 a year salary. They do care about where the money is, and they really want to know why Elon Musk, who has so much money, is in charge of cutting. And we didn't vote for Elon Musk. Is he some sort of bureaucratic tyrant?
We didn't vote for any of those programs either. We didn't vote to watch the sexual habits of South African gay men. We didn't vote for that either. I don't believe it was on the ballot. I think
it wasn't on my ballot.
Maybe said what they do in South Africa is their business. We don't need to. Who's watching that? Are they sitting there with a pen and paper check marking? Oh, I mean, like the contractor who had a 30-day contract but got paid for what 10 years? Like it's just. And I love the fact that they're all there. And you know who the mainstream media are who benefit. It wasn't just Politico that was getting money, because you watch all these opinion artists going off and attacking and going after Elon Musk because it's against their best interest, too. So the corruption's deep. The DNC was using taxpayer dollars, in my opinion, to make sure that their pundits on TV and their networks like CNN. I'm sure the speaking engagements were significantly better for those who spoke out, for those who would pretend like they didn't know that President Joe Biden was completely unfit to serve and to play dumb whether staffers made policy. I mean, I think that's going to be interesting to watch whose names pop up, and you're going to see some early resignations. But even resigning is not going to save you from stealing the people's money.
Yeah. You know, I think when I'm watching the left react right now. I'm just waiting for them to find something that makes me go, ooh, they might have a point there, or they might have something that resonates with a strong enough base that there could be some pushback. But watching these protests and watching Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren, like you mentioned, it feels like they have absolutely nothing at this point in time.
Listen, very rarely do I disagree with you, but are you out of your mind? They literally ran a country for 4 years, and we had no idea that he couldn't read off a card. Do you understand? Like, they were making policy. Schumer walked, or whomever walked in, like, hey, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's send money here. Let's cut checks here. And all he did was sign, had no idea what he was signing.
Yeah.
So for them to say anything about transparency is absolutely laughable. And unfortunately, you cannot bribe Elon. You cannot bribe President Trump. You cannot bribe the people from Dogecoin. Like, they're so in the mud that all they can do is throw it, and it does, and they don't even realize when they're making themselves look foolish.
Yeah,
like, you don't have to say Big Balls. You can say his real name. But they thought by saying that somehow it was going to be outrage. He's trolling you.
Yeah.
Just to get you to say it. And then what did Elon do? He changed his to hair. Like, they just want to hear you say it. Because they think by saying that, the American people sitting home on their couch, all seven of them that are watching CNN, are like, oh, this is an outrage. He used the B word. It's not going to work.
It's true. When you're on the winning side, it's just funny, I guess.
But it's not even the winning side, it's the common sense side. Bill Maher is there.
Yeah.
There are Democrat senators and congressmen that are going to come forward and say, hey, especially the new ones who haven't got a piece of the pie yet, there's hope for them. Or the few that stayed true. But again, when you go through Liz Warren's wealth gain during her time, she's going to sit there and tell you those are all speaking engagements. Nancy Pelosi's worth, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. That's all from hearing her speech. Are you kidding? Like, what are they doing? What side hustle do you have that is so much greater than your full-time job?
Yeah. I'd like to have a piece of that if it's on the up and up, that's for sure. Tyrus, I want to ask you.
Yeah, it's on the up and up is like saying Gutfeld's tall.
He's not. Super Bowl, can you talk to us about your thoughts on the Super Bowl? You're over. Did you watch it? Did you take, I mean, New
of course
Orleans
I
is
it.
New Orleans is your place.
I made a prediction at 6:18 p.m. that it would be Eagles 37, Chiefs 13. Mm. Would have hit it had it not been for garbage time. I didn't think it was going to be close. I thought the Chiefs had it's just a three. There's a reason why there hasn't been a three-peat. It's incredibly hard to do. Those guys have been playing basically an extra football season, and they've been on the right side of a few calls here and there. I'll just say that.
Mm-hmm.
And Philadelphia just punched him in the mouth. And the way the game management was, Philadelphia's defense got a lot of rest because Philly was able to control the game, and Kansas City just couldn't recover. And I don't care how good of a quarterback you are, when you got less than 2 seconds, you're not going to do very well.
Yeah, that makes
exactly
a lot of sense.
What happened.
Tyrus, did you think that the commercials were maybe a little more true to what they used to be, a little less woke this year?
It depends when they were filmed. So
that's a good point.
We saw half of them that were filmed before the election. I think the Tom Brady soup one, they're not even in the same room. I guess they couldn't afford the good graphics. All guys that were staring in a flat space. Like, you know, some of us have 4D TVs, Joe. So the woke ones that were made before the election, they ran with them anyways. And they were kind of like, meh. And I guess was the best way to describe it. Everyone's kind of like, oh, we used to be like that, or have to hide and put up with that. And then there was a few, you know, but like Bud Light, you're trying really hard, but you're barking up the wrong tree. It's simple. Apologize to the workers that you laid off.
Apologize.
To the people that you insulted. When your CFO sat up and said it's Franny and said, you know, basically the people who have been supporting your company and making your beer company number one aren't good enough. That's where it needs to start. Instead of bringing in celebrities for commercials, bring in the truck drivers. Thank them for doing the work. Make a montage of everyone who works in the factory. You know, like back pay or do something for the people that work. And then the Americans might say, hey, you know what? But bringing in a comedian and getting, you know, Manning to drive a tractor is not going to get it done.
Mm. Last question about Super Bowl halftime show. Kendrick Lamar fan, what'd you think?
No, not, I really wasn't. Like I said, I listened to the old school stuff, the stuff that I came up with. It wasn't great. Didn't care for it. I'm not a big fan of lip syncing at Super Bowls anyways. You know, I always think the live rock and roll bands, mm-hmm. whether it's like a Snoop with a rock and roll band or ACD, you know, like I think that's always better, gets the crowd into it. But, you know, using that opportunity to do a diss thing for Drake, I thought was stupid. It didn't register. Nobody gets it. It was just boring.
Was Samuel L. Jackson,
Uncle Sam was awesome. There was some good things to it. There was some cool things to it, but Kendrick Lamar's, the songs, everyone was like, huh?
Yeah.
What? You know, so
I just thought I was out of touch. You
know, no. It's just, like I said, the young rap game is whack. I don't even, it's like, you're bragging about owning a car and getting a woman. That's not hard. You know, that's just not, tough. You know, there's 50 billion women on the planet. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I have a car and a girl and I'm going to take yours. Wow. You just floored me. Mm-hmm. Oh man. Never thought of that before. You know, I guess the more wisdom you get, like I said, I like Ice Cube's the lyricist. You know, I like the old guys who could actually talk about something in their raps and clever with it. Scarface, guys like that. This stuff, this new stuff, is like whiny baby rap. I don't know what it is. Studio rap, you know, and the best part of the songs is the sample.
Hmm.
Yeah. You know, when I'm like, when I hear music, I was like, oh, that was the jam. I remember that. And then what? You know, Williams Crip Walking, that was just a gem. You know, it's just like, because, like, if I was her husband, I'd have left her ass out on the field.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people saying, like, why are you talking about an ex that's like 13 years ago or something like that?
Yeah, it's just like, it's the Super Bowl. Having her come out would have been cool. But just do something that, you know, why does it have to be a diss on Drake? It's about America, Jack. It's Super Bowl. We don't care about Canadians
last,
on a day like that.
To clarify, though, because I didn't understand. I watched it. Rap's not for me, so I'm not going to. If I like country music, if someone doesn't like country, I'm not really interested in their thoughts on
country.
You can
have a bad country music concert, sure. Too. If a country music guy came out and he started dissing another country western song,
yeah,
we're like,
you'd be like, why?
Hell?
But was the Samuel L. Jackson...
Brooks like that.
Was the Uncle Sam Samuel L. Jackson thing? I couldn't tell if it was in jest or respectful. Your thoughts? Was he?
It was weird because I thought Samuel was dissing him. That's not it. Do this way. Samuel Jackson is an icon.
Yeah.
So him as Uncle Sam, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I think everyone was here for it. Everyone cheered.
He looked great.
The people who were upset by it apparently was The View. Because they tried to bring it up. Because he's black Uncle Sam. No, he's Uncle frickin' Sam.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and you could change the posters. I want you with Samuel Jackson, and no one's going to have a problem. They're going to be like, man, Uncle Sam is cool now.
Mm.
So he transcends color, and most of us do. Nobody was like saying black this and black that. That's only people who try to make issues. Like, he is a good uncle. That's like when Denzel Washington played Macbeth, nobody said, oh, that was a good black Macbeth. They're like, Denzel killed it.
Because he's Denzel.
You know what I mean? it's when you do good work, no one says that. When you suck, they bring it up. Oh, he was the first black Uncle Sam on the Super Bowl. Because that meant he sucked. But he didn't. He killed it. And that was probably the highlight of the whole Super Bowl thing. I could just have Samuel just do that whenever. Just randomly pop up. Show's not going good. You know, the concert's not going good. Samuel Jackson pops up on the big screen. Get it together. And then, you know, I'd take that all day.
Yeah, he looked great. I was entertained by that part, at least. Tyrus, yeah. Always good to talk to you. Can't wait to have you back again next week. Thanks for being here with us today.
Yep, have a good one.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye. Tyrus, check out his book, Nuff Said. It's available right now. You can follow him on X at Planet Tyrus. Let's take a quick break. We're going to make it a super quick break because Congressman Boss is going to be with us here in just a minute, so don't go away. Morning Fry Show around the corner.
Go. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Senate Budget Committee, under the leadership of Senator Graham, Chairman Graham, will move forward with a budget resolution that will address many of the topics that we think are of immediate concern to the American people and priorities of President Trump and his administration. Starting with securing our southern border, we desperately need resources to make sure that our leaders, and we heard from a couple of them today, and Senator Graham will speak to that in just a minute, have the resources that they need to do the job that the American people expect us to do, and that is to keep our southern border secure. It is a national security issue. It's an economic security issue. Secondly, obviously, and just as importantly, is making sure that our military and our defense is ready to deal with any threat that exists around the world. And
well, that's from the Senate side of things. Senator Thune there talking about reconciliation and this big, beautiful bill that you are watching Republicans in the House and the Senate try to get to. We go to our friend in the House. We talked to Congressman Mike Bost, United States Congressman for Illinois' 12th District. He's also the chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, and he's on with us now. Congressman, welcome back to the show.
Annie, thanks for having me on. I sure appreciate it. It's a busy time.
It is a busy time. I want to give you the floor. Tell me what's going on in Capitol Hill right now that you want the people here in your district to understand what's taking place.
So the Senate is moving forward with their budget proposal for reconciliation. We're moving forward for our budget proposal with reconciliation. It's my understanding in the House we're also moving ours through committee today. We came to an agreement earlier in the week, but it had to be drafted. It is ready to go, but it's not easy. With a small majority, we've got to make sure our members are all lined up. You and I have discussed that before on how we have to make sure our members are lined up so that we're moving it, because it has to include, as you heard in your clip there, it does have to have border security. It has to make sure that we iron out our differences as far as we got to do the taxes, because if we don't do the taxes, that tax increase will be tremendous if we don't get that passed. And that's the idea of the big bill. You put, and when I say taxes, it's the tax cuts. So making the tax cuts permanent, if you don't make the tax cut permanent in December of this year, they come back with a vengeance on lower and middle income families and small businesses. So that's in there. All of the things we promised, the border is huge in that. It is, you know, it allows for us to cut spending, extend the tax relief that I was talking about and do the border. It also allows to extend the tax relief without it. It's 80% of the families will see their taxes go up. Hmm. It will also allow a fix in illegal immigration, and it provides $175 billion more to finish the wall, border wall. And it will help make sure that we reduce the size and cost of government at the same time. All these things that we've been finding through DOGE, and we'll be able to start implementing those by reducing government. And the big goals by reducing that will give us other money that we can spend in other places. And so that's vitally important.
You know, everything that you're listing there seems to me to be a no-brainer, but then there's always the mechanism on how you actually get that done. And if you're going to cut, how much do you cut? Is it the Freedom Caucus of the House Republicans that's not
here's
on
the
board?
Argument. Here's the argument. That was the argument. It was those. Well, it can be more than the Freedom Caucus on a few places. It's the budget hawks, and I don't blame them. I would be a budget hawk. I'm also a defense hawk, which is always a challenge, right?
Yeah.
But the budget hawks, they're wanting, and the most important thing is get them to a point that they will accept the very, very good instead of the perfect, because if we go for the perfect, it loses people on the other side of our conference that might be from swing districts, you know, and those type issues. So it will be a more, well, I tell you what, it's going to be what President Trump wants. So let's be real clear on that. He got to take the lead on this, and we've got him involved, you know, with him working on all this. He really wants one bill, because if we try to do it in two bills, I'm afraid we'll have to go to the Democrats for votes, and we can't do that because that ruins reconciliation, because reconciliation is the one time, and that's what people need to understand, that we can actually get in the budget in the Senate and get it out with only a simple majority instead of having to have the cloture, which is 60 votes.
Congressman Boss, this is Ryan Wiggins. I wanted to ask, I've seen reports that the debt limit under this proposal would have to be raised quite a bit. And so, first of all, is that true? And second, if so, why?
Yes. Yes, here's why. Okay, the debt limit has to be raised quite a bit to finish out Trump's term. And here's why. That doesn't mean we're going to hit that debt. We believe we would never have to have that debt limit. But in case we do, And we're not able to stop the spending, what happens is if we hit up to the debt limit, the faith and credit of the United States government is lost. That's why you've always got to increase the debt ceiling if you come up upon it. But if we do that and don't get it done in this bill where Republicans set that, then what happens is you have to go to Chuck Schumer to help negotiate that. That becomes more expensive to the American people. That's why we've got to get it done in this. And understand this. This is what a lot of people don't understand, because politically they said the debt limit, people get that confused with increasing the debt. It doesn't increase the debt. That increases the level of the height above the debt so that we don't go into default. That is the most important thing to realize. So we can raise that But the idea with this administration is, if you look at what we're talking about, we're reducing, you know, we've got a target of $2 trillion to reduce. Therefore, we don't hit that debt limit. We could probably not pass a debt limit, but we can't guarantee that. And then if we would have to come back, all of a sudden we've lost all the ground we've gained because the Democrats will want to negotiate and put all kinds of stuff back in so that we don't go belly up on our debt.
Yeah. We're speaking with Congressman Bost here, the United States Congressman for the 12th District of the state of Illinois. Congressman, we're watching Elon Musk navigate us through his Doge efforts. We're watching as they are. It is amazing. And it's so it's so out in the open, which is so accessible, which I really appreciate.
So you're going to ask, I'm sorry, I interrupted with
no,
that.
No, that's okay. What I want to know is if he finds that we sent $59 million to Zimbabwe for condoms. Well, that's money that's sent. Does that mean that money was going to be sent again in the next year?
No.
Can you make sense of the dollars that he's finding?
Money was line item. We can call. What we're doing is we're going through that. So understand, we give them money, and then they appropriate in their line item. If they haven't sent it yet, we claw it back and we stop it. Okay?
So of it might be recoverable.
A lot of it is going to be recoverable. A lot of it is going to be recoverable. But you got to remember, this agency, which is not an agency, has been operating since the 60s. And it has been this secretive, administrative way to shovel money. And when members that are supposed to have oversight goes to this committee, or goes to the USAID and say, hey, what are you doing this? It's none of your business. Oh, yes, it is. We appropriate it. Well, yeah, but we weren't created by Congress. No, but you're spending congressional money that's allocated. And then the argument back and forth. And this is what finally happened is you finally have an administrator that says, okay, you're right. You just said it wasn't, and so we're going to un-administrate it by Congress or by the administration, and now all of it is open for investigation and pulling out. So abolishing it and you know what? There's some good things it does, but you know what? We can do a lot of good things without them. So, you know, we'll be able to look that stuff over. To watch the Democrats' head explode over this, how do you go back to your constituents? And I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, and tell them, you know what, we're just going to go ahead and let that money get spent, and we don't really need to be accountable for your tax dollars.
Yeah.
No, the election was a very clear statement. We're going to be accountable, and not only that, you're going to see it with almost every agency, not to lose the services. But if you think there isn't waste in every agency, you're going to have to watch closely because it's going to be happening in every agency.
Congressman Bost, you're kind of speaking to this, and I think I've asked you this question before, but I just want to, you know, as we keep going through this process, I want to get clarification. So Doge is coming out and saying, here's all the cuts that need to be made, and they're making public all the waste and everything. Do they then have to bring that back to you in Congress to then sign the reconciliation bill to make those cuts official? Is that how that works?
So here's how the reconciliation bill goes. So what it does is it allows us to move our top-line budget over to the Senate with our suggested reductions and all the reductions that you're going to have on reconciliation, it's really wild, is must be mandatory spending. But it is the one time that the Senate then, because it's a reconciliation, so not an actual bill, the Senate just has to respond with a simple majority. So that is what allows us, when we have unified government, to use reconciliation as a tool. Remember, the last time we had reconciliation as Republicans was during the Trump administration, and we used it for the health care and things like that. The problem is many members didn't know and understand and weren't ready because they never thought Trump was coming in. We started preparing for reconciliation on the House side, working with the Senate, about 6 months before Trump was elected, just in case Trump was elected, and thank God he was.
Last question before we let you go. We're speaking with Congressman Mike Bost, Illinois' 12th District Representative. Can you quantify the amount of savings that Doge is offering the American taxpayer and how we are going to budget under the Trump way of doing things, the America First way of doing things? Are Americans going to be able to see a difference?
Yes, they will. And here's why. So they've already seen it. If they're paying attention to those areas where the waste has already been scene. Let me tell you that what's really wild is through the Treasury, through the program that could be run, we could see when payments were going out, where those payments were going, where if you listen to Elon Musk talk about the fact that even in Social Security, look, we want nobody's Social Security disability or Social Security and or Medicare reduced. We want to make sure that it is safe and sustained. And if you've got paying people that are 150 years old, odds are you're paying somebody. And the waste and fraud that's in there, so yes, people will not only see it in that agency, they'll see it across every agency. Mm-hmm. But remember this, when the Democrats tell you that Doge is, and when you're talking about Elon Musk's Doge, that's not a government agency. He's not. He is an agency under the administration, but we do have a Doge committee in the House that, and there is a Doge committee in the Senate that is dealing with these things under suggestions of what is brought back forth by the group that is known as Doge when you talk about Elon Musk.
If I may, just a follow-up from a commenter who's watching mm-hmm. us on YouTube. He says, who determines what is waste and fraud, and how can we trust Musk's tweets? Does Elon Musk have unilateral control over what gets cut here?
No. All he has is control over being able to look into the agency's line items and come back to us. The control is the House and the Senate, because we control the purse. But when we get to the point that we can identify each one of these, which he's allowing us and helping us to do with programs and things like that, then we can go in. That is where we will say, hey, that's not going to happen. Hey, you know, we may have to look and go, hey, no, we will look. Let's be clear on that. We will look and go, he said that this is there. Then we do the look over and say, what was that really being used for and everything like that. When you talk about USAID, though, it's just line items. And not only is there a problem whenever you just hand them money for all of these things that are just bizarre, to say the least,
yeah.
But it's also the fact that you give them the money of these foreign countries, and then there's no oversight of how they're spending it in those foreign countries.
It's just
now
been
that's
amazing.
That's a danger, too.
Yes, it's been amazing to watch this, and so eye-opening.
But it's what we've claimed for years. And every time you turn around, somebody from that wants to keep the spending up goes, oh, they always say there's waste in government, but there's really not. Oh, yes, there is.
Oh, yes, there is. Congressman Mike Boss, don't be a stranger. We always love having you on, and there's so much to talk about. We love having you. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Keep going. Thank
yes,
you.
It is. Don't stop yet. Congressman Mike Boss, 12th District Representative in the state of Illinois. You know, the thing about it is, we've talked about this before, and I get a little defensive, I think, when people are like, all politicians are corrupt. You guys know the line, but if you haven't been listening to the show, or maybe you didn't hear me say this before, there are 538 people in Congress. How many can you name? The majority of Americans, do you think they can name 10?
Probably not.
I think 10.
It'd be a stretch.
If you could name 10, that would mean you can probably name your two senators. Which,
maybe.
Yeah, you might not. You might know John Fetterman and Ted Cruz or something and not know Tammy Duckworth and Dick Durbin, whatever. But when people say all politicians are corrupt, I'm like, that's not accurate. Now, the politicians who have been there forever and ever and ever, I'm leaning in and looking a little bit closer. I don't think that you're inherently corrupt because you've been there for a long time. But I am curious as to why Bernie Sanders, the resident communist in American government, socialist at least, self-proclaimed, has three houses and has only ever worked in public service. I have questions that I think deserve reasonable answers. I don't think that everybody is corrupt. And honestly, with Bernie Sanders, it's not the money that he has that I'm so mad about. It's his hypocrisy that annoys me. And that yet he is still in a position to represent people in word in a way that is different than in deed. That bothers me about Bernie Sanders. Not my senator, so I don't really get to have a say in it. Certainly wouldn't vote for him for president. But I don't think all politicians are corrupt. I think there are plenty of them that are, and I think they should be held to account. We just saw Democratic Senator Menendez. He's going to jail if he's not there already. He's probably got a little bit of time. But we know that corruption exists. We don't know to the extent that it exists, but I would like to know when just like Congressman Boss was saying there, when people say, oh, there's a ton of waste and fraud in government spending, don't we all kind of have this like exacerbated, probably oversimplified view of the money comes out of our paycheck goes into a big kettle of taxpayer dollars, and then it goes out to useless things. That's kind of the oversimplified version of what we think it is. And as conservatives, you think that even more. If you're a progressive on the left, you think the pot and kettle is not big enough, and that your paycheck and my paycheck probably is too big, and we could put more in that pot and that kettle. When it comes to Doge, and it comes to what they've uncovered so far, it's bigger than I actually thought it was going to be. It's more expansive. Like, how is that even possible that we could have these oversimplified views of how our taxpayer dollars are being spent? And it's actually worse than your oversimplified view of what it was going to be like. We're seeing that in real time.
One of the things that I've seen people say online that I was like, yeah, you know, there's probably a lot of truth to that, is there have been previous administrations that have said they were going to look at this stuff. They wanted to cut spending. Elon Musk and his team are so technically savvy that they're able to actually look at where these things are going, and that even AI, the advent of AI, is helping them narrow down the possibilities of where this is going, because it's so expansive that for somebody to sit down with a pen and paper and go over this, it might not even have been possible 10 years ago, but it is now. Really amazing.
Thank you, Donald Trump. There's no other way to phrase it. Thank you, Donald Trump. Quick break. Let's discuss this poll when we come back. Can gone woke businesses successfully unwoke themselves? Tell us what you think in the YouTube live chat. You can vote in the poll. It's right there. We'll get some of your thoughts on this. Terry says a company can unwoke only if they fire everyone involved in the decision to go woke. So that's something that Terry thinks would need to be done to get you to the other side of that really poor decision. What do you think? You agree with Terry? Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Leave a comment. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We've heard a lot about tariffs. We talked a lot about them yesterday, of course. And now Donald Trump from the Oval Office moments ago was speaking to the press on the reciprocal tariffs that he's putting in place. Let's listen to it in his words.
Mr. President, you are meeting Prime Minister Modi of India this afternoon. What kind of trade and tariff relationship would you like to have with India? And what's the vision for India?
India traditionally is just about the highest tariff country. They charge more tariffs than any other country. And, I mean, we'll be talking about that. But, again, whatever they charge us, we're charging them. So it works out very well. It's a beautiful, simple system. And we don't have to worry about, gee, we're charging too much or too little. But traditionally, India is right at the top of the pack, pretty much. There are a couple of smaller countries that are actually more. But India is a very, very, they charge tremendous tariffs. I remember when Harley Davidson couldn't sell their motorbikes into India because of the fact that India, the tax was so high, the tariff was so high. And Harley was forced to build, I guess they built, I don't know, that was a while ago, but I think they built a factory in India in order to avoid paying the tariffs. And that's what people can do with us. They can build a factory here, a plant or whatever it might be here. And that includes the medical, that includes cars, that includes chips and semiconductors. That includes everything. If you build here, you have no tariffs whatsoever. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think our country is going to be flooded with jobs.
What should consumers expect? Are prices going to go up short term, long term?
Not necessarily. I mean, not necessarily. But I'll tell you what will go up is jobs. The jobs will go up tremendously. We're going to have great jobs, jobs for everybody. This is something that should have been done many years ago. China did it. I mean, China did it at a level that probably nobody's ever seen before. If you manufactured a car, you couldn't send it into China. The tariff was so high. So everybody went and they built in China. It was no big secret. So we're going to see. But it's going to mean tremendous amounts of jobs. And ultimately, prices will stay the same, go down. But we're going to have a very dynamic country.
Mr. President, yeah. Because of these tariffs, who do you think voters should hold responsible?
Oh, I think what's going to go up is jobs are going to go up, and prices could go up somewhat short term, but prices will also go down. And I think the farmers are going to be helped by this very much because product is being dumped into our country and our farmers are getting hurt very badly by the last administration. The last administration hated our farmers, like at a level that I've never seen before. I think our farmers are going to be helped. Jobs are going to be helped, but our farmers are going to be helped. Our manufacturers are going to be helped. And again, if somebody wants to come in, including the car companies, if they want to come in and build car plants, they'll do it without tariffs, and therefore prices won't go up. There could be some short-term disturbance, but long-term, it's gonna make our country a fortune.
So Americans should prepare for some short-term pain.
No,
possibly.
You said that. I didn't say that.
But if the prices go up,
well, let's see what happens. Nobody really knows what is going to happen, other than we know that jobs are going to be produced at levels that we haven't seen before. We know that we think interest rates are going to ultimately be coming down because of things that happen, and they go hand in hand with the tariffs. But the prices for some things, many things, it could be all things, will go down. Ultimately, will go down.
Mr. President, can you explain the timeline here, sir? There's a period of time for a review, a report, 180 days. Sure. What's the earliest date that you think tariffs will actually be implemented and executed?
Well, I would say, maybe I'll ask Howard to answer that, because he's going to be the one that's implementing. What do you think?
Our studies should be all complete by April 1st. So we'll hand the president the opportunity to start on April 2nd if he wants. So I think we'll be ready to go April 1st, and we'll hand it to the president, and he'll make his decisions. But remember, if they drop their tariffs, prices for Americans are coming down. Our production's going up, and our costs are going down. Remember, it's a two-way street. That's why it's called reciprocal.
And have you spoken to any American CEOs directly about this? Are they calling you and asking for
exemption? I've spoken to many, and many love it. And they say this is going to be the thing that makes our country really prosperous again. And this is going to be what pays down to $36 trillion in debt and all the other things. And this is going to be, this is an amazing day. I think this is going to be a very big day and in a very positive way for our country. Yes, please.
Mr. President, you've talked about the VAT and the EU before and your concerns with how the EU treats you. Do you have a number in mind on the European Union? Do you have an idea where that number is going to land?
Well, what they are now is they have a 20% VAT tax, which we're considering to be similar or the same as the tariff. Plus, they charge lots of fees, and you know they're doing something else. European Union's been very tough on our companies. They sued Apple, they sued Google, they sued Facebook, they sued many other companies, and they're American companies, and the kind of numbers are staggering. And the court system over there is not very good to our companies. If you know that Apple had to pay, I think, $16 billion in a penalty. A court case that was really shocking because most people thought they would have won that court case, people that watched it. So they've been very tough. Airlines have called me up and they said, could you help us with Europe because they're charging us so many different fees. I got a call from the head of American, United, and other airlines saying, every time we land a plane, we get just absolutely killed by the European Union. And so they haven't been treated as good. You know, we think the European Union is wonderful. We all love Europe, love the countries in Europe. But European Union has been absolutely brutal on trade. Canada has been very bad to us on trade, but now Canada is going to have to start paying up. And Canada has been tough on the military because they don't have a very low military cost. They think we're going to, you know, protect them with our military, which is unfair. So Canada is going to be a very interesting situation because, you know, we just don't need their product. And yet they survive off the fact that we do 95% of what they do. And Canada is just absolutely, I say it, and sometimes people smile and sometimes they say, great idea, but Canada, their taxes would come down greatly, their security would go up greatly. Amazing things happen to Canada, and really Canada in this particular, why would we pay $200 billion a year in subsidies to Canada when they're not a state? You do that for a state, but you don't do that for somebody else's country. So I think Canada is going to be a very serious contender to be our 51st state.
Going with Canada, there was obviously a delay in implementing those tariffs.
I spoke to Governor Trudeau on numerous occasions, and we'll see what happens. But it just sets up so good for them. Look, the people would pay much less tax than they're paying right now. They'd have perfect military protection. They don't have any military protection because they essentially and you take a look at what's going on out there. You have Russian ships, you have China ships, you have Chinese ships, you have a lot of ships out there, and you know, people are in danger. This is a different world today. It's a different world. They need our protection. Yes.
You mentioned Elon Musk and the efforts that he's undertaking with your authority. You granted him new authority this week. Will he secure any new government contracts while he is working on DOGE?
No, not if there's a conflict. If there's no conflict, I guess what difference does it make? But we won't let him do anything having to do with the conflict.
Are you personally checking to make sure there's no conflicts of interest?
Yeah, I am.
He answers to you.
Sure, he does. First of all, he wouldn't do it. And second of all, we're not going to let him do anything where there's a conflict of interest.
Donald Trump speaking from the Oval Office right now, answering questions from the press. It seems like mostly just answering Caitlin Collins' questions.
I was going to say, it's mostly her.
Well, it's fine.
Those are not bad questions.
Well, it's what the counter message is saying. And I want Donald Trump's response to it.
Exactly.
And the fact that it's Trump's response and not Carolyn Leavitt's version of the White House's or the administration's response, it's beautiful. I absolutely love it. We're going to monitor more of this conversation right now and see if he makes any other news. A lot of times he's reiterating things we've heard before, but there's always the possibility. We got a lot of that information there on the tariffs, the reciprocal tariffs. Price is going to go up. Price is going to go down. Not 100% sure what's going to happen, but he thinks long term it's absolutely what's best for the country. That's why he did it. More on the Annie Fry Show when we return, 2 o'clock hour in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.